Josh Spiegel, you beautiful three-time, soon-to-be-four-time Murrow Award winner. Would you like to set up this next Josh Spiegel memory? We've got a fresh one. You played recently for us.
Uh-huh.
One about the dirty desk.
Yeah.
Mike says there are other forthcoming, and you're just the gift that keeps on giving. You have another one.
Yeah, this horrible childhood memory also involves my parents, and it involves food.
Here we go.
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
My parents bought loaves and loaves of bread and then froze them. My father enjoyed eating a slice of frozen bread with jam. Mmm.
So good.
I didn't really understand all of that because I was a child.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just get this correct. Your father,
yeah,
may he forever reign on high, would get a slice of frozen bread.
Yes.
And put like a jam or a preserve on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then would just eat it.
You got that straight.
Wow.
What the man, that's. And it was iced like right out of the freezer.
Yeah, right out of the freezer.
We'll usually, when we go grocery shopping, we buy three loaves of bread. Kids tear through bread.
Oh.
We leave one loaf out. And we put the other two in the freezer.
Oh, you freeze bread?
I freeze bread all the time, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It keeps it fresh. And then we'll take out a loaf late at night and let it just sort of come back to room temperature. Let it wake up. We call it waking up the bread. But never have I looked at one of those ice-cold slices of bread and said to myself, man, I'd love to put a nice Smucker's blueberry preserve on there and just get crunching.
Yeah, I think he would eat it with a cup of tea. God, he loved tea.
Yeah.
And he...
So was I-83.
Maybe he liked how it melted in his mouth.
Yeah, that hot tea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still super weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Any other... Wow, man, that's very specific to you. I think the one about the desk we could all identify with, but I'm not sure if I ever saw my dad eat, like, frozen bread slabs. And I saw him order some weird stuff. Do you know what my dad would get at Subway? He would get a 6-inch tuna. He would then have them pour marinara sauce on it. Then he'd get Old Bay seasoning and extra lettuce.
Oh, God.
And then he'd have them heated up. And it would be tuna, marinara sauce, all the lettuce, and Old Bay seasoning, and they usually be on like wheat. And they would put it in there, and it would like coagulate into this tube
Hell
of food.
Yeah.
And
I'm getting
man,
that today.
He made love to that sub. And God bless people from Subway. They're like, hey, man, Subway, have it your way. And he would just slop one down. But you'd see people in line looking at him like, what are you doing? Has a weird thing to work.
Now, when your dad would bite into it, could you actually audibly hear the crunching of the icy bread?
No, you know, it was just how you could tell it was a little, very cold, and he had to slowly chomp down on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was uncomfortable
hurt
your to
teeth,
watch.
Bro.
Yeah,
like biting in the ice cream.
Yeah,
or like ice crystals.
Yeah.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Reardon or Mr. and Mrs. Anderson ever engage any strange foods?
My dad would like eat. He did a lot of things like at a shock value, which is like kind of what I tend to do. But he could eat like the he could just eat like an orange peel like it was nothing. You ever tried that? It's the worst.
It's really tart. Oh. Like yeah. I could have like zest in a drink, but just to eat one, I do know, God love Buck's brother, who's a sweetheart, but he has no idea how to eat shrimp. We just saw him one day just throwing shells in his mouth. And we're like, are you not going to, you're eating the shells. Ugh. And you could see the realization watch over him. And he just is like, how I like them.
Well, that's like people that
and now he just has to eat them with shells on all the time.
People that eat sunflower seeds and they just eat the shells.
Ooh.
You ever see those people?
Yeah.
I think my wife is one of those.
You do that?
Yeah,
psychopath.
Sometimes if I get salted peanuts in the shell, I'll eat the entire thing.
Did you say peanuts? Yeah, you belong on
an
island.
A whole peanut shell and all? Not every single one, but occasionally, if it's like really salty peanuts, because the shell is full of salt.
You're so saying peanuts, right? You're definitely saying peanuts.
Yep, peanuts. But no, my dad, when I heard this, it broke loose a memory I had of my father. He doesn't do it anymore, but he used to take a slice of bread, put a slice of cheese on top, and then put it in the oven,
sounds delicious.
Toast it, let the cheese melt, take it out, put ketchup all over it.
Oh.
And then eat it.
That's
it
was where the, I hung
and as a kid, it didn't seem as weird as it does to me now. Because I used to, he would make it for me too, and I would eat it.
It was delicious.
It was pretty good.
So that was the problem.
It's just a little weird.
Yeah.
My mom used to eat
bacala.
You know,
baklava.
No, bacala is dried salted cod.
Give your mother a kiss, Scotty. Give your mother a smooch.
So real quick, it's only 27 fascinating seconds long. A new Josh Spiegel horrible childhood memory.
And now, another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
My parents bought loaves and loaves of bread and then froze them. My father enjoyed eating a slice of frozen bread with jam. Mmm,
so good.
I didn't really understand all of that because I was a child.
This has been another horrible memory from Spiegel's childhood.
So it got us thinking, what weird-ass foods did you ever witness your family eat? Made me think of another one. My dad loves soup. He loved soup in a way that... Find someone that loves you the way my old man loved soup. He'd sometimes put nuts in it.
Oh, wow.
Like walnuts, cashews. Would just throw them in to like hearty up a can of soup. And he loved it. And I mean, I never tried it myself, but a strange combination to have... Chicken noodle walnut.
Oh, you get that nice crunch against the soup.
Ugh. Yeah, chicken and stars and pistachios.
It sounds delicious.
It sounds like it just tastes like packing peanuts and salty broth. Salty broth.
Oh, we've had this one before. I think we've tried this one on the air. The old banana and mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah, wasn't that like an Elvis special?
Well, the Elvis special was fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
I got another one here. People texting in. My stepdad used to eat an English muffin with peanut butter and gorgonzola cheese.
Delicious.
And Becky Paul says, my dad would gross me out with his pig ear sandwiches.
Oh, God.
That's nasty, dude. That's
Emma Schroeder. My family eats raw... I'm going to get sick. My family eats raw hamburger on potato roll. Oh, that can't be healthy.
That's like a
tartare?
Steak tartare.
Yeah, but if you're getting it from like a local grocery store...
My mom used to make salmon patties. It was like tuna fish pressed to patties, then fried. What's wrong with a salmon patty? None of these are gross.
Go to the phone.
My grandfather used to make duck blood soup.
Get me a bucket. Get me a bucket.
Duck blood soup. Pig's knuckles.
Oh, if you're a hunter.
Pig's feet. Pickled pig's feet are disgusting.
I love pickled pig's feet.
Oh.
I'll reach right into that jar. I'll shove my dumb Waldorf hand right into that jar and fish one out. All right, let's go to Zach in Bel Air. Maybe it's not necessarily what he ate, but where he ate it. Zach, good morning.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Bel Air.
Yeah, so it's nothing crazy that he eats. It's just my dad always eats over the sink, and it doesn't matter what it is, but it's always over the sink. Is that, like, normal, or you guys do that, or what?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
If I'm eating something, thank you for the call, with, like, a dry, crunchy bread that's going to... Mm-hmm. That's going to flake everywhere. I'll eat it over a trash can, over a sink. No problem.
I stand and eat.
Drives my wife nuts. All the time. Drives Buck crazy. She'll make dinner. I'll go over to the kitchen counter and eat at the counter.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, there's a plate of food waiting for you, Justin, you idiot. This is weird. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Mark, good morning. What weird food did your family enjoy?
Well, my mom introduced this to me, but what I used to do was dip slices of bread into soda and eat it like a snack.
What kind of soda?
Yeah.
Stuff like Pepsi or Coke.
Oh.
And just dip it in and eat it. I also used to mix milk and soda and drink it.
Ah!
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
My father also used to eat this Jewish delicacy called pachah. You know what pachah is?
Sounds like toenail broth.
You're not far off.
Oh, God.
Calves foot jelly.
Look at me. Your people have been through
It's like head cheese.
So much. Between marches and the GD desert, all the way to what that son of a bitch did in WW2. Quit inflicting this stuff upon yourself between eating hoof jelly. Oh, God. We have butt dander bread. All right, let's go to the phones. These are all disgusting. Oh, no. Okay. I'm trying. I got a weak stomach. Sam in Hanover, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I've actually called before with some dumb stuff my brother does, but he used to mix milk and ketchup.
Oh, your brother.
And just drink it?
Yeah, just like you would make chocolate milk.
But he made ketchup milk.
But with ketchup.
Sorry. That was a natural one. Really? Did he do it for shock value?
No, he legitimately liked it. He doesn't like tomato juice, but apparently he likes tomato milk.
Did you ever try it?
Oh, God, no.
What do you mean, oh, God, no? What if it's the... See, this is why I don't understand.
I hope he it breaks his legs in a bad.
What if it's like the greatest thing you've ever tasted? How would... Maybe your
I am
brother
okay
has...
with missing out on
okay.
this.
Okay.
If I could quote Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters, sewer rat may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'm never going to know because I ain't going to eat the mother. That ain't never happening. Oh, I hope you don't even talk to him anymore. Let's talk to who we got here. Now, this one seems to be kind of common. As a matter of fact, I've even had this myself in the past. Diana Parkville, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you doing, love?
I'm doing fantastic.
What's your family eat?
Well, I used to hunt for my kids, and we would have squirrel and raccoon and deer. But my granddad used to always stick me cow tongue, and my son just loves it. I just made it this week.
I've had beef tongue. Beef tongue's delicious. You got to get over the word tongue.
Yeah, it is good.
And it's really good.
And seeing the taste buds.
And looking at tasting someone else's taste buds is pretty great. Yeah, it's sort of like a yin and yang.
But it's, there's a wonderful way to make it. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I think we just had ours like fried with like mushrooms and onions. Super good. Let's go to Matt in Annapolis. I can't read everything, but I read something that says undercooked. So, Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, so my dad was a Marine when I was a kid. He was deployed to Iraq. And when he came home, I was excited because my dad was a breakfast guy. But I don't know what happened in Iraq because it's like he forgot to make breakfast. He made two eggs sunny side up, but I looked at them, and they were so runny, you could see the egg whites like running off the side of the plate, and he just caked it with pepper. And, you know, I didn't want to be mean. My dad just came home, but... Oh, man, I waited till he walked away to eat it, and I just started gagging.
Oh, so he made super runny, undercooked eggs. You got to think, your dad was probably in a theater of war where he couldn't really kick back and spend time to make a breakfast. He's got to, you know, cook them eggs and get that gear back on and head back out on the battlefield. Thank him on our behalf. Let's do one more here. Josh, this might be in line with, I'm sorry, what was the name of that horrific Jewish delicacy again?
Pacha.
Copy that. Here's another one I've never heard of, Lisa in Bel Air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lisa?
What's this stuff called?
Souse.
Souse?
It's also called head cheese, and it's made of chicken or pig's face and shoulder, and it's like a gel. And my grandfather would bring home the butcher paper, and unwrap it, and there it would be, this jelly in the form of a loaf with all these pieces of animal meat in it.
I was going to say the pacha is like the same exact thing. You just cook this stuff, and then all the little bits and pieces of meat fall off, and then you use like a gelatin, and you make a loaf out of it. Here, this is a picture of it. Let me see if I get a bigger picture.
I mean, you had a Charlie Chaplin wannabe try and eradicate your people, and you're... who's he, Mike? Buy some, we eat it on air.
That shit's delicious.
I bet it is not.